This is Tesco V, the Meat Man, and you're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM in Richmond, you ween bags.
Wind blowing through my hair. set of knockers.
Big girls, little breasted girls in my backseat, smelling sweet like cans of tuna fish. They just open them up. Big breasted girls with red wine in their guts, fine looking sluts. Slam it into overdrive. Tapes blasting Iron Maiden live. So glad to be alive. I got her in the back with her stems in the air. Her clean white ass pumping bare. Black leather seats sliding clean. Dorking in my mean machine. I live for it, you know it.
Yeah, what's up, guys? You are listening to Mother's Milk, 2 hours of boozed up music coming at you every Monday night from 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. Technically Tuesday, as per the new regime on the schedule. I'm sorry, I don't know why I mentioned that, but I do. It's a thing in my brain that I can't get over. It's a hurdle, a mental thing. You just heard three tracks by the Meat Men, because Tesco V with his new project, The Hate Police, totally rocked out last Monday, which is why I was not here. And DJ Ginger was instead serving up you some musical libations from 1 to 3. And she did a really good job. It was awesome. If you missed it, mothersmilkradio.com. You can find a link to that podcast and all of my others. And you can download it and check it out. It's a good time. This week I have a bunch of stuff I've never played before, which is always fun. And some stuff that I, you know, have played before. but not in a really long time. I don't think there's anything you're going to hear tonight that you've heard in the last year or so, probably. But, yeah, it's going to be good. And other than that, I don't really have much to say, except, wow, I hate it when people say, on the radio. Don't you, Scott? You know, we really hate that here at WRIR. And I apologize for being part of the problem instead of part of the solution. I hope that you'll all forgive me or give me a call, 804-649-9737, and yell at me to remind me that I shouldn't be doing that anymore. What I was going to say is that since Rum Doings didn't air last week, it will air in the second hour of this week's show. So there's that to look forward to. But until then, I got tons of tunes. This one, by request and suggestion from my buddy Trey. Got a little classic rock here. This is Canned Heat with Going Up the Country.
Hugging late at night, make the pretty baby feel alright. Well, tell me, baby, what you trying to do? You trying to love me and some other man too? Thank you.
about to drive the woman away from home. You know I love you, baby, can't help myself. Wouldn't mistreat you for no one else.
That was the inimitable Waco Brothers with To the Last Dead Cowboy. Before that, you heard Treater Wright doing their version of I Wish You Would. And we started out with Canned Heat doing Going Up the Country for Trey down in North Carolina. No, Georgia these days. Yeah, down in Atlanta. All right, up next. Oh, I did it again, guys. You didn't call and castigate me, and now I'm doing it again. You got to let me know not to do that. You got to remind me. Stay on me about that. I really disapprove of us on the radio. Up next, three tracks by bands that are playing in the next week or so. This is, I'll start you off with, let's see, Bouncing Souls. This is called Holiday Cocktail Lounge. These guys are playing in DC, I think. Let me double check. I'll just let you know that they're playing. Yeah, they're playing the Black Cat in DC on the 11th. And then I got another couple songs for bands that are playing this week. Man, I'm rambly. I've got to get my head around this whole DJing thing. I think I lost it. Here's the Bouncing Souls. Enjoy. Bounce.
Happy hours next door, but you have to brave the downpour. I'm staying here where I can get a song free with my drink to smooth things along. The bartender, he looks kind of saucy, but he always knows what's going down. It's all how you carry yourself here at the Holiday Cocktail Lounge. Say much, but I got to know a lot. The greatest delicacies of Spain, the effects of rain.
Beverage companies have aimed an inordinate amount of advertising at flash, billboards in inner cities, ads in pop magazines, lots of ads on television.
1 million bottle bears count them. They think about the ounce and they get them. Black spent 288 million sitting there waiting for the fizz. They don't know what the hell it is. Oh, let me tell you about Shorty. He about 17 looking like 40. She's a 40 dog.
Drinking it down.
Oh, no.
it.
Okay.
Brief words from our sponsor. Tonight, Brown.
So this is a very deliberate, pernicious attempt for the sake of profit and greed to already further damage people who, in fact, are suffering disproportionately from the diseases that association with alcohol and other drugs.
They're animals anyway, so let them lose their souls.
My name's Rachel, and in 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
I'll start drinking in middle school, and I'll do some things I don't really want to do. So by the time my parents talk to me about it, alcohol won't be my only problem.
So start talking before they start drinking. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
We'll be right back.
artist is you lack the confidence. Now you're a critic and you're at the top. The top of what? You don't believe what you write. You don't believe what you write. You can't get used to the fact that you ain't a kid. You like to think that you speak for them all. You cut off your nose if you think it would make you hip. It drives you crazy. You can't be a star. Oh, better. You don't believe what you write.
So we started that set off a long, long time ago in a galaxy very, very similar to this one with the Bouncing Souls doing a song called Holiday Cocktail Lounge. Those guys are playing up in D.C. at Black Cat on the 11th. What day is the 11th? That must be a Thursday because on the 9th, the Charlatans UK are playing the Black Cat, and that must be a... Wait, I did math wrong. Oh my God, ladies and gentlemen. I know that's surprising that I, an English major and a history major, I double majored, would be bad at mathematics, but it is true. And rather than subtracting one, I added one. So in order to correct your vision of how the time-space continuum is unfolding in relationship to the shows by the bands that I just played for you, let's start over from scratch. Bouncing Souls are playing on Saturday. And on Thursday, the Charlatans UK are playing. Both of those shows take place at the Black Cat, D.C. On Friday, the third song of that set, Public Enemy, will be playing the Hat Factory here in Richmond. So you didn't have to drive out of town for that, and you could see Public Enemy, which is pretty awesome. And on Friday as well, the last three songs you heard are by bands that are actually not playing. But you might hear them on Friday. DJ Fontaine and some other people from the radio station, and possibly some other people. I'm not sure who all's DJing, but there is a post-punk dance night sort of thing going on at Ballyso on Friday. And I have requested some Oingo Boingo from Ms. Fontaine. So you will definitely hear something by Oingo Boingo. And you might hear some Gang of Four. And you might hear X if they're post-punk. I don't really know what the definition of post-punk is other than music that is after punk, which is like sort of all music after, what, 77 or even earlier? But I think it has a slightly more narrow definition. And I'm not entirely sure what that definition is. But I think X might fit in there. Certainly, if Oingo Boingo does, X ought to. And Gang of Four is the only one I'm positive about, though. Anyways, yeah, DJing out on Friday. I just wanted to let you guys know about that. And I wanted to use it as an excuse to play those three songs. And I did. Mission accomplished. Up next, this one is by request of sorts. Again, this is for Georgia. This is Elvis Costello's track called Party Party. It's a theme song to a movie called Party Party that never got a U.S. release. I'm kind of curious now. It's all right. It's all about partying. Twice.
Shave and try to slash your wrist. British artist Duncan Grant, coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. Duncan Grant was a major British artist of his time and a prominent member of the Bloomsbury Circle, a group of intellectuals who met for discussions in the Bloomsbury area of London in the early 1900s. He was born in Scotland in 1885. Spending part of his childhood in India, he discovered his attraction to other boys. Grant returned to Britain in 1893 and later pursued his study of art in London and Paris. He was influenced by European art in his travels to Italy, Greece, and Turkey with John Maynard Keynes, possibly the most significant relationship of his life. In 1911, Grant began work on his first major commission, a series of murals for the dining room at the Borough Polytechnic, which is now South Bank University in London. The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns and recorded in the studios at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Mike Rutz.
Probably stay, and that's all.
So that was Joy Division with New Dawn Fades. Before that, you heard Modest Mouse doing Polar Opposites. And that set started out with Elvis Costello doing Party Party for Georgia. It's 2 o'clock in the capital city. I love how that sounds. I feel like I'm stealing whenever I say that, though. Sean, from the show After Mine, you might have heard it, the Slight Surface Noise sound system. It's a pretty awesome show, but he likes to start the show off saying, it's whatever time, 3 o'clock in the capital city. And it sounds all cool and stuff, and now I do it too. Every once in a while, but then I don't do it after that because I feel all guilty because I feel like I'm appropriating one of his things, you know? But, yeah, so I just ruined it. You're welcome. This is 97.3 FM, WRIRLP, Richmond, the official emergency broadcast outlet for the city of Richmond, Virginia, and your favorite radio station ever in the history of music on invisible rays. Right? Right. Cool. Hopefully we're all good. Got another, 15 or so minutes before we rock out the Rum Doings episode. I'm going to start with a song by a band that's playing next week. So I'll play these guys next week, too. And I'm really looking forward to the show quite a lot, actually. As far as stuff going on in the city of Richmond, I think this is one of the more exciting ones to me, personally. Not necessarily to you, but we'll see. Whatever. If you go, I'll see you there. If you don't, I won't, and everyone will be okay either way. This is the Hold Steady doing Magazines.
Tyler, and in 9 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, just at parties. But my parents won't start talking to me about it till high school.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
Thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
So start talking. before they start drinking. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
We made our way slowly down the path that led to the stream, swaying slightly. Drunk on the sun, I suppose. It was a real summer's day, the air humming with heat, whilst the trees beckoned us into their cool green shade. And when we reached the stream, I put a bottle of cider into the water to chill, both of us knowing that we'd drink it long before it had chance.
This is where you want to be. There's nothing else that you will know. And how you spend your time.
Walking to parties whilst it's still light outside. Peter was upset at first. But now he's in the garden talking to somebody Polish. Why don't we set up a tent and spend the night out there? And we can pretend that we're somewhere fine. We'll still be able to use the fridge if we get hungry or too hot.
This is where you want to be. There's nothing else that you would have. And how you use your time.
Faintly of suntan lotion in the evening sunlight. And when you take off your clothes, you're still wearing a small, pale skin bikini. The sound of children playing in the park comes from far away. And time slows down to the speed of the specks of dust floating in the light from the window. So we went out to the park at midnight one last time, past the abandoned glass house stuffed full of dying palms, past the bandstand, and down to the boating lake. And we swam in the moonlight for what seemed like hours, until we couldn't. swim anymore.
Never I saw shining light.